and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Perfect man on thee did suffer. The hymn that we will be singing and studying through Lent, Cross of Jesus, Cross of Sorrows, has that line in its first verse. This hymn describes, first of all, the suffering of Christ, but it especially focuses on the cross, so that when it says, perfect man on thee did suffer, the focus is on not only on the cross, but also for us. Now today we will be especially focusing on true man, Jesus as true man and true God, yet as the true man especially today, and we will get through true God in later verses and in later services as well. But tonight we will especially look at why Jesus is called perfect man and why he was perfect man for you. Now the reason of this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned and brought sin and death into this world. As we heard in Romans 5, which we heard last Sunday, one trespass led to the condemnation for all men, and one act of righteousness leads for justification and for life for all men. By eating of the fruit and ignoring the law of God, Adam and Eve fell into sin, and they brought all mankind with them. Condemnation is a punishment for sin, and death is a symptom. And so we know that we too inherit this disease of sin because we die. And so one trespass then has led for the sin and the death of all mankind, and we are all under the curse of the law because Adam and Eve have sinned. Now, this is a problem that can only be answered by one man. We cannot be, rid ourselves of this sin. It is not something that is in our power. It clings to our human nature and prevents us from following God's law perfectly. And yet, God promised to Adam and Eve shortly after the fall, shortly after they had sinned, that he would send a man to crush the head of his serpent and to save them from sin and death. Now this person would need to be true man. Why is this? It is because this man needed to stand in the place, if you will, of Adam. We heard this also in our Romans passage, that Christ is this new Adam. Adam needed to live the perfect life that he should, that there is a new Adam that needs to live the life that the old Adam did not. It needs to be a man to take on the sin of every man and to atone for our sin. And this man, as we know, certainly was Jesus. He was true man in every respect, except that he did not sin, for he was also divine. You see, he lived that perfect life that Adam and Eve could not or did not. He lived that perfect life that we cannot. And he also died the perfect death, never deviating from the law in any respect. And this he did in what we call his passive and his active obedience. First, in his passive obedience, he suffered at the hands of the soldiers, at the hands of Pilate, at the hands of the chief priests, and really also at our hands as well. As Isaiah puts it, he, like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. You see, Jesus suffered and died without rebellion, without trying to change his fate, because he died for you, he died for me, and for all men willingly. He allowed this to happen to him. But on the other hand, there's also what's called his active obedience. He lived his life fully according to the law. Throughout his life, he lived the ceremonial law perfectly, the civil and even the moral law. He followed the civil law by incurring taxes to Caesar, by living according to the rules of his country, and so forth. He lived the moral law by not breaking the Ten Commandments and by loving his neighbors fully. And finally, he fulfilled the ceremonial law of the Israelites in every way that we would not have to. This included at his very birth, at his circumcision, his dedication, throughout his life in the yearly sacrifices, and also in celebrating the yearly Passover. And this leads us right into our passion reading, which you just heard, as Jesus sends his disciples into the town to look for the final Passover, to look for a place where he could celebrate the Passover one more time. For he said, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." Jesus knew that this would be his last Passover, really, in a way, his last opportunity to follow the law actively and to follow the demands of the law of the Israelite people. For you see, the Passover was necessary for every Israelite to celebrate. In it, they remembered the 10 plagues of Egypt and the mighty hand of God bringing them out of Egypt that delivered them from their sin and from their slavery and their bondage. And this was celebrated by every Jew. And Jesus and his disciples were no exception. And so this would be the Passover, the last Passover that Jesus would celebrate. And so Jesus fulfilled even this requirement of the Passover, turning this meal of the Old Testament into the meal of his New Testament by instituting the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. And this is where we can partake of his flesh and blood in the sacrament, and where we can be assured of his forgiveness. So as we continue through the rest of the Passion narrative in the coming weeks, let us remember and realize also that in these words, "perfect man on thee did suffer," we see the reason for connecting Christmas with the crucifixion and with Easter. For if Christ was not made true man at Christmas, if he did not live perfectly his whole life, if he did not die, if he did not take your place in his crucifixion, then Easter would have no meaning. And this is a blessed and wondrous mystery of in total of his birth, of his life, his death, and his resurrection, in that he did it all for you. And this is the point, then, of the line, "perfect man on thee did suffer," that Christ was true man, that he lived his earthly life, taking your place in everything. He took your place as man under the law and on the cross, where he died the death that we by sin have deserved. So thanks be to God that Jesus became true man, that he became that perfect man which we all need, that perfect man lived, suffered, and died in your place on the cross. This is what we celebrate now, and this is what we will celebrate throughout Lent, that Jesus, as true man and true God, had died for you and for me. The peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.